Q94, Joe Mound of Rock, Gary Lee on Friday morning as the coaches' shows continue, and we're heading into Oregon County to talk with head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, Briar Hancock. Hey, man, how we doing?
Good, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. Congratulations. Last week, got another victory. That puts your Thayer Bobcats at 7-1. If someone would have told you early, you know, before the season ever started, hey, coach, would you take a 7-1 record heading into week 9? You'd probably say, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, early on in the summer, you're always trying to put pieces together. And as young as what we are, you just never know. And, you know, our guys have played exceptionally well together. And, you know, we're kind of happy to get things rolling here late.
Well, last week you took on the Willow Springs Bears, a young team, and you kind of just took care of business.
Yeah, you know, and then we struggled in the first quarter. You know, they threw a lot at us defensively, and, you know, that's a tough place to play. And, you know, we kind of had a quarter there where some things didn't go our way offensively, and defensively they had a great game plan against us and got us out of the box a little bit, and you know, put pressure on our linebackers to go make plays. And you know, we struggled in the first quarter, and we adjusted well in the second, and kind of just found our groove and you know, made plays from there. So you know, you're going to have those types of games, and our guys responded the right way.
Well, I say it all the time, you know, football is a game that is kind of, you know, first, it's the preparation.
Yep.
You know, second, it's the discipline. And then third is being able to make adjustments, you know.
For sure.
You know, and it's, I mean, we can all make adjustments, but being able to make adjustments and then put them into motion on the field, and it sounds like that's what your Bobcats did.
Yeah, and just speaking on what you're saying, if you know, we're playing a game where we have to make adjustments at half, I feel like that's where a lot of teams struggle. And you know, if you can't make those adjustments after what, you know, you saw in the first quarter or even the first drive or whatever, and your kids can't execute that, I think that's where teams, you know, can struggle. And our guys did a good job of you know, correcting those mistakes and fixing what we needed to offensively, especially offensive line-wise, you know, just get the ball rolling there with momentum. So, you know, I thought our guys adjusted well, and you know, our preparation wasn't bad that week. It just we had some stuff thrown at us that we may have not prepared for, and that's on me as well. So, you know, getting that, you know, and seeing a little bit of adversity early is good for this group.
Well, you know, when it comes to making adjustments in game and at halftime, you're going to go up against a really good coach at that, and that's Coach Dan Swofford. Yep. And his Mountain Grove Panthers. You know, there's a lot of at stake here. You win this game, you could be the 2 seed in the district tournament, and you're going to get a share of the SCA. I mean, this is a big, big game, and you're going up against a really good team and a good coach.
Yeah, 100%. You know, the stakes on this game are high, and you know, we're fortunate enough to host this game, which is a big deal. You know, and just talking about Mountain Grove, Coach Swofford has done a great job with those guys, like he always does. You know, by week 9, they're kind of a well-oiled machine, and you know, we saw that when he was at Ava, and we're seeing that now at Mountain Grove. They're playing their best football right now, and you know, our preparation has to be great, and you know, we have to come out and be physical, because they're going to, you know, if you're not, they're going to kind of take advantage of the game. So, you know, that's kind of our game plan is don't, you know, we're not going to change anything up from what we've done the past 8 weeks. Just understand what type of game it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, there's we all know what who you know, what's going to go down as far as, you know, what type of team are they? Well, I mean, both of you guys, you're going to run the football. You know,
yep.
You're going to,
yep.
And I mean, if of course, you know, not afraid to throw it by no means. I don't mean that, but, you know, establishing the run, win the game, a line of scrimmage, tackle,
yep.
Make good blocks, don't get penalties, don't lose your head. It's a big game, and it's going to be easy to get all fired up and lose your mind for a second. Well, that can be very costly, and it's going to be who can hold their composure through all this, and who can, you know, again, be the more physical aggressor.
For sure. You're exactly right. And, you know, if you're looking at roster, I want to say we're pretty even with them as far as grade level. You know, they're young as well and have some great young talent, you know, on their offense and defensive sides and special teams as well. But, you know, like you said, with just discipline and understanding, yes, you know, nerves are going to happen, and this is a big game, and the kids know it. You know, just keeping our composure and understanding what our game plan is and sticking to that.
Yeah, and it's senior night for the Bobcats, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You know, we have three seniors that have done a great job for us, you know, kind of setting the standard for our younger guys and showing, you know, our younger group how to do things right and do it the right way and put us, you know, in this spot. And our young guys have done a great job. Our junior class has done a great job, too. But our senior class has really, you know, really set the tone for us this whole season. So extremely proud of those guys. You know, I hope to send them out the right way at you know, on our home field.
Oh, absolutely, man. It'd be awesome to, you know, get some of that SCA, possibly even win it outright, you know, because Houston can have a lot to say about, you know, how this all pans out. Well, there's three teams with just one loss in the conference: Liberty, Mountain Grove, and your Bobcats. So,
yep.
You know, there's just a lot going on tonight, so it ought to be a lot of fun. Coach Briar Hancock with the Thayer Bobcats, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight, and we'll talk with you next week.
Yep, thank you, Gary.